It is hour number two of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. At 1:45, where are we at in society? Zay will let us know. At 1:30, it's an early edition of Why Today Matters. Haven't even looked at Why Today Matters, so hopefully that one still happens. And in mere minutes, Bucky is apparently going to offer up the correct advice on what to do if you encounter a bear. Not totally sure about that. Plus, Megan Rapinoe has just been signed on to endorse a very popular brand that is looking to change its ways. I'm Trey Elling. Isaiah Collier is behind the glass, and sitting across from me is Bucky Godbolt. Bucky, you are, taking a bit of a stance against the advice being offered up by Rutgers on what to do if a person encounters a bear. Before that, though, one of the pieces of advice they offered up is to sing a song really loudly and clap your hands. I asked you which song you're going to sing. You didn't have a good suggestion for
me. Really.
Some other people do, though.
Yeah, great. The wheels
Fishhead
on
Tim.
The bus go round and round.
That's one.
Okay.
Fishhead Tim says the bear song. He provided a YouTube link to that. This person says I would sing I Love You, You Love Me, the Barney song.
That's very similar to Round, yeah.
Sing the Eyes of Texas to the bear, according to Moving Alden. Big Mike would sing The Stars at Night Are Deep and Bright, Deep in the Heart of Texas. Grant number two is singing Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Nice.
Someone from the 361 is singing Give Me Three Steps. And someone else is singing Get Back by Ludacris.
Hit the road, Jack.
Oh, and Bare Necessities from the Jungle Book from the 254. Another one bites the dust. This person's just going to scream, hey, bear, over and over again. Another vote for Ludacris from the 254, move. And that's about that. So what do we need to be doing differently from what Rutgers is telling its students?
I just want to paint a not-so-pretty picture for you and for all of you out there. You know, after spending time in Alaska, which I have done now on three different occasions and going into the woods, the park ranger said most of the people in the state of Alaska die because they do exactly what you're due from Jersey, since they have a lot of contact with bears on campus.
They're running, probably locking eyes with the bear is the problem.
Running is the best thing to do. Bears are very, very, they're very curious about people. So, or any other animal, they're really curious about them. So the deal about not running is, it's a nice thought, but the guy told us, when you spot a bear, whether it's 10 feet away, 20 feet away, he said, your best bet to survive a bear attack is to run your ass as quick as you find a direction and go to it and start getting it. The whole thing about standing still, as I said, bears are curious. So what's going to happen to that? Bear's going to come over once again. He's going to sniff you. He's going to then lick you. He's then going to bite you. And then he's going to taste the flavor of a nice chicken wing. And then what that bear is going to do when you scream, he's going to take his claws, cut your throat. You're going to start bleeding out. You're going to turn around, fall on the ground, still screaming. He's going to get on behind you, take his claws, and rip out your spine with his claws. And by that time, before he gets to your heart and he starts to eat through the back of you, you're hopefully going to be dead. Okay, so your best chance out of all of this, you don't want to get clawed in the throat with a bear.
I feel like...
Run! Run! Do not take anybody's advice about staying there unless you figure out that, Zay, if a bear bites you in the arm, you won't make any sounds at all. Nothing.
Did the park ranger say all of this to you?
Oh, the run part?
Yes, all of this. Everything that you just said. Did it describe in detail how the bear was going to eat you?
I don't see that being a pretty sight. If a bear decides to, as you said, Zay, the revenant, that was on the small end when a bear is eating a person. You know what I'm saying? That's on the flesh that they take out of your body and you know, the veins and everything else that come apart, that they rip apart. You're going to scream. He's going to get like, oh, now you're going to scream? The bear is then going to go on the attack.
Like a dog with its squeaky toy? It's just going to be more amused by it and want to do it more?
I'm doing with the park ranger in Alaska. They deal with bears more than people in Jersey. I'm running my ass off as quick as I can.
Kind of seems
and all
like
I have to do is be faster than you.
Kind of seems like the park ranger is serving up some really bad advice to you and everybody else on that boat.
He said that's how most people die from bear attacks. They stand still and wait it out.
Yeah, it's not about standing still. It's about handling it properly. And the mistake that anybody is making who is standing still, not slowly moving away.
And not singing the wheels on the bus go around and around.
They're probably locking eyes with the bear, too.
It's like that dog, that crazy dog, that neighborhood dog that if you, here's what you need with the crazy dog. When you stand there, he gets to choose what part he wants first. Here's the only part he's going to get on me is this chunk of ass as I'm running away from him. I'm not waiting it out.
Well, with a dog, you're not supposed to let it go after your midsection. You're supposed to offer up your arm.
Well, just think about when the monkeys go after people. Like, I'm not waiting for the monkey to get my nads. They know exactly where to go.
Yeah, monkeys are going to bite at your junk, and they're also going to bite at your face because monkeys know how to take an opponent down. They do.
Well, he's going to have the back pattern me.
The monkeys are also going to tear your arm off with their own strength because monkeys are so much stronger than us and probably start beating you with your own arm. It's going to be insult to injury there, literally.
There's no little kids listening. They're probably going, jeez.
We're just trying to help the kiddos out there. Probably taking trips to nature this summer. We're going to Breckenridge in July. Now I have to play back for my kids what you just said to everybody about what happens if you encounter a bear.
It's just trying to be real with the
kids.
Don't
treat it right.
Buck's over here like the black Stephen King or some stuff.
What are you talking about? I'm just trying to be for real with people. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. And you got to hope that they do you that bear does you up the right way and does it quickly. And not, you know, pulling spines out and heart and livers and things like that. That's what they eat. That's what they want.
When was the last time you sprinted? I just heard Zay laugh through the glass.
First of all, if I start running from the bear is going to fall over laughing. I mean, the bear, it's going to be like a car, like Yogi the bear. He is going to roll on the ground and laugh his ass off like, you're not going anywhere, old man.
Yeah, so
you're going to be my chocolate treat, my caramel treat for the day.
My point with that question is you may want to take the Rutgers advice because you're not beating, I don't know, you're not beating a toddler in a foot race.
I'm also not going to stand there and get bit by a bear.
You're not going to have a choice. The bear runs 35 miles an hour. You're probably not even going to crack 5. Dude, I watch you walk.
That bear is.
I know that the third step that you take, that third explosive step, which is technically a jump as you're trying to run away, is going to result in you
first of all, that bear
severely injuring yourself.
That bear's going to have a lot of problems because before he gets a chance to taste the chicken wing, he's going to smell something that's very different to him because there's going to be something I'm doing that may scare the bear away. But something's happening first before all of this, before a bear eats me.
The best chance that you have is that the bear tries to bite your forearm.
Oh, my God. Don't even say that. Quit it, man. I'm about to scream now. Just before he bites into me.
The bear tries to bite your forearm first. And you know how when you have a toothpick in your mouth and you're trying to flip it back and forth and the toothpick gets stuck on the roof of your mouth and it keeps you from being able to close your mouth until you can get the toothpick dislodged? Your best hope is that one of your forearm bones does that in the bear's mouth. That's the only chance you have of escaping.
Somebody would just see, if they would ever see that with me, they'd say, you little bee, and take that bear on. You scream it like a little, you really? This is what you're going to go. You're going to go out like this with that bear doing that to you. All of the above is going to happen to me. That bear is going to do whatever that bear pleases to me. Come here, Buck. Get over here. Take your shirt off.
Oh, man. That bear is going to be tossing both you and me around like a rag doll if it actually gets its paw on us.
Well, in other sports news, we got a chance to talk to David Pierce this morning, and that was an awful lot of fun. Coach Pierce is... and his team on their way to Omaha. This is a confident coach right now. This is a good baseball coach, good manager. And I don't think he gets enough credit for what he's done this season, or actually since he's been here. A lot of people, I don't know if everybody's still or people that aren't in his corner and not wishing this dude well because he wasn't maybe the chosen one, but he's a hell of a coach, man. He's made some really good decisions. And I asked him this day. I said, boy, your team seems like they really do have the eye of the tiger. He explained to us when they got to Omaha, you know, there's only been two players on this team that have ever been to Omaha, and the rest of them are young. And he said, we kind of looked at the ballpark, but nobody was like, wow. I mean, you know, I've been places with players that had the eye of the tiger. And I gave him the example, Trey, of when we first went to, when we played for the Big 12 championship, and we walked into that stadium and knew what was on the line. Our kids looked at it like, we got the eye of the tiger. When do we play? We're not in awe by this. You know, some statements were made. James Brown made a statement that wasn't meant to be. And the day that we decided to back our quarterback, we had the eye of the tiger. We weren't worried about who we were playing, Nebraska or anybody else on that given No, as we prepare for that. And this group right here has had the eye of the tiger as the season has gone on. So this is not going to, this deal is not going to bother them. They just got to go get it.
Did you ask Coach Pierce about if they could take anything from the first game of the season against Mississippi State? Like if there are any lessons to be had from that game? Obviously, it was so long ago now. And
yeah,
talk about NFL matchups, like if a team meets in week two or three, there's only so much you can take if you meet again in the playoffs, right?
Well, I think you see the fundamentals of that team. That team can run just like Texas can run. They can do the same. They can do some of the similar things. They got good enough pitching, but they're pretty talented base runners also. Mm. So I think it's going to be two teams that are very, very similar. It's if the starting pitcher gets off to a good start, and I think it's going to be Ty Madden. I think he's going to be – they're going to go back to what they do. He's going to be the first guy out there. And you talk, if they get
off – did Pierce say that this morning?
No, he wasn't ready to say it.
I didn't think so.
No, we tried, but I think he – Zay, would you say he was leaning that way when you really – when you heard him about getting back to your normal routine and what you've been successful doing? It sounded that way, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, he made that Darryl Royal statement.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, you know, Dan's the one that brung you here. So I'm thinking, okay, that tells me enough, and I try to corner him to say, so I got some money I got to put on this, and it's going to cost a lot of money for, not money on the game, but actually for you to tell us that. And he goes, no, Buck, I'm not reporting this. He said, no, I'm not reporting it. But I think you could tell that's going to be their guy. They need game one.
Yeah, game one is a big one in a double elimination series.
I'm not telling anybody anything new. But
now, it's not the end all if they lose that first game. The Oklahoma Sooners softball team just lost the first game of the College World Series a week or two ago, and they end up winning the whole thing. But you do want to try and win game one, if possible, get off on the right foot. Specs text line is 337-3776. Local Longhorn Lyft driver says, Trey versus Bear on pay-per-view. I'm in for that, $100. We'll see if we can make that happen. Burnt Orange Yeti says, hilarious, Zay. Black Stephen King. That was well done. The 817 texter says, Papa Bucky, please tell the story about how a tiger would kill me next, please. This person is saying, I'd rather go toe-to-toe with a bear than a silverback gorilla. I probably agree with that. Because the gorilla is going to tear you limb from limb, and it's going to go face first, too. The bear would probably kill you quicker.
No, just the sound that gorillas make and all that kind of stuff. I know a bear will growl. I think I can take that. I think I would really start tearing up with a gorilla. Like, really tearing up, like, I know the end is near. Maybe the bear will taste me and say, oh, let's spit him back, throw him back in the ocean. But I got a feeling the gorilla is just that sound of a gorilla pounding his chest and doing stuff. Yeah, that's going to scare me, to make me cry before it starts.
This person says, if you see a bear with another person, you don't have to be faster than the bear. You just have to be faster than the other person.
That's why I'm going to have to sacrifice Joyce. There you go.
Oh, man.
You're a bear.
Nate is suggesting that you try to do a push-up in front of the bear, Buck.
So he gets a laugh?
Exactly.
No, I also don't want to be mounted by some bear. No, thank you.
Don't worry, Bucky. You can still beat a deer. Give the bear a baked potato, according to CB.
Okay.
And this person
he's
going to
get a baked potato, and that's going to be not on purpose. It's just going to happen that way.
No, he's going to get a fresh potato.
He's going to get a fresh one for sure.
Straight out of the pans.
Absolutely.
This person says, my soul would be wanted dead or alive. All right. I mentioned last segment, Megan Rapinoe is taking on a new sponsorship. She is, of course, a part of the U.S. Women's National Team. I know she plays professionally someplace as well, probably a couple of some places. I don't know those specifics, but I do know that Megan Rapinoe is amongst a handful of individuals who are now endorsing Victoria's Secret, as Victoria's Secret is looking to rebrand from angels and lingerie models to something completely different. Rapinoe, actress Priyanka Chopra, and others are now on board to help with this rebrand. According to Martin Waters, the CEO of Victoria's Secret, he says, quote, when the world was changing, we were slow to respond. We needed to stop being about what men want and to be about what women want. So they're getting away with the wings, and they're hiring new representatives, including a transgender model as well. So it looks like Victoria's Secret is getting away from the underwear business and they're going into more of the general apparel business.
Really?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, yeah, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. And for them and their business, yeah, they strictly were for what men liked. And I think Megan Rapinoe, I think she's gay. I think that's not a secret.
Yeah, that no, she is. She's been with Sue Bird for a while.
Yeah, but aren't you trying to look good for each other in that way too?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not about big sweatshirts and things like that.
So Rapinoe is a member of the LGBTQ plus community. You have Chopra. You have a model. You have a skier. The transgender model's name is Valentina Sampio, and a plus size model named Paloma S. Elliser, as well as a journalist who are now all endorsing Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Lizzo. I'm surprised she's not doing anything.
Who?
Lizzo.
They should get Lizzo. Although. Lizzo may dress a little scantily for what Victoria's Secret is trying to do now.
You mean there can be more of her? Seriously?
Well,
the way she dressed, I mean, some of her outfits, there can actually be more?
Well, that's my point, is that she dresses pretty skimpy. In Victoria's Secret, it sounds like they're trying to go more for the Billie Eilish
look. It's been a long time since I've been into Victoria's Secret for someone.
Well, that was my first question whenever...
A long time.
That was my first question whenever I read this article is, has this been made for men the entire time? Like, I know they make lingerie, but they make regular underwear as well. My wife...
They do.
...wears regular Victoria's Secret
and
stuff.
And bras. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah, they do.
Bras, and they have, like, workout apparel and lounging apparel as well.
Correct. Well, I'm not in there for that.
What are you in there for?
Well, if I'm in there, I'm not buying apparel to lounge around in for my wife or my girlfriend. I'm buying next to nothing when I've ever been in there.
Do we have breaking news? You have a wife and a girlfriend?
No, when I had a girlfriend, you know what I meant. I've never been in there to buy a girlfriend a pair of jammies.
Gotcha.
Cute jammies to sit around and watch TV in. I could give her my XL T-shirt or something for that.
Oh,
when I'm in there,
say an XL something else.
Yeah, well, we don't want to tell all the stories, all these tales.
So Rapinoe says that she doesn't believe sexy has a single lens, like a lot of people think about with Victoria's Secret right now. Quote, as a gay woman, I think a lot about what we think is sexy, and we are afforded the ability to do that because I don't have to wear the traditional sexy thing to be sexy, and I don't think the traditional thing is sexy when it comes to my partner or people I've dated. I think functionality is probably the sexiest thing we could possibly achieve in our life. Sometimes just cool is sexy, too.
She's right. Just a little waitress outfit or nurse's outfit or, you know, Amazon deliverer outfit with shorts. I mean, there's a lot of ways to be sexy. It doesn't have to be what you get at Victoria's Secret. If you can get to right Amazon or the, you know, UPS gear or, yeah.
Rewind that for a second. Did you say Amazon delivery person's outfit?
That wouldn't get you going, but the right delivery, yeah, hell yeah. At the boots and the black socks.
What, are you creeping on the Amazon delivery drivers?
I'm just curious. That's all I'm saying. I'm just curious about outfits. It doesn't have to be anything special from Victoria's Secret.
So our front door has a really high archway that leads to the front door, and 2 days ago, I was
what a
walking.
Sexy little Uber driver outfit. You know what I'm saying? Honk, honk.
Why do have half of the Uber food delivery people nowadays have like their partner in shotgun or have a couple of kids in the back seat? Have you noticed this trend? You probably don't do Uber Eats
do
as much
Uber,
as I
no,
do.
I don't.
There are a lot of passengers
you know
in the Uber Eats cars
because I don't
nowadays.
Drink as much as you drink. That's why, probably.
No, it's just a convenience thing of not wanting to leave the house and buckle the kids in and drive 10 miles away. I'd rather just
You're
pay a couple of extra bucks.
Have them deliver it?
Yeah, but anyhow, so I was walking past the front door the other day, and I saw an Amazon Prime person standing at our front door, like just standing there. And I went to the front door. I'm like, hi, can I help you? Like, I just assumed she was dropping
delivering
off a package.
Right.
And I wouldn't call her outfit sexy per se.
Sure.
But
were you really looking hard
she's
enough?
She's looking down in this high archway each year, each spring into summer. There's a nest up there, and a mama bird always finds this nest, goes up there and lays like four or five eggs.
Silly-ass purple martins.
Maybe so.
Disgusting.
Oh, are they as bad as grackles?
They have a bowel problem.
This one does poop all over the front porch or the front entry area.
Yep.
But anyhow, she's looking down, and apparently two of these baby birds, because they just hatched, had tried to take that first leap a little bit before their wings
right in front
were
of her?
Developed. Not right in front of her, but Tua dropped. One looked like it was dead, but the other one, she's like, this bird is still alive. And I look down, and the bird is like twitching, and you can see the mama bird who had actually flown out to the tree to try and keep an eye on baby bird who wasn't quite dead just yet.
Tell her to take it back in the truck, put it in a salad.
Well, I'm like, look, can you just drop our package off and mind your own damn business? Because now I have to put this bird out of its misery. So I go grab the outdoor broom and sweep both of those bird carcasses, or one bird carcass and one was that was about to be, into the ground below our bushes. Let like, what ants, else am I supposed to do
well,
there?
You're supposed to let the ants and everybody else do their job.
Try
too.
And nurse that thing back to health?
Nope.
That bird is dead. That bird is not going
nope.
to make it.
You're not getting on a ladder and trying to stick it back in the nest. No.
Definitely not
it's
doing that.
It's not a Hallmark moment.
No.
Sweep it right off
that
the
is
porch.
Letting nature do its thing.
Yeah.
And the Amazon Prime lady just needed to mind her own damn business
wow.
and not call my attention to
wow.
that.
But you didn't check out her outfit, though, huh?
Well, I checked out the outfit. I'm like, that's frumpy. He is Bucky Cotwell, Isaiah Collier's behind the glass. Coming up, we'll have more for you here on Shirts and Skins. Minus Chad Hastings on the horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Back here on Shirts and Skins, no Chad Hastings on vacation for another show and a half. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, the rotating co-host chair is now being sat in by one Bucky Godbolt. Isaiah Collier is behind the glass. Let's take a quick look at the Specs text line before we hit an early edition of Why Today Matters. Big Mike says, hey, Bucky, just play dead if you encounter a bear. That'll help the bear decide that it doesn't want to consume you. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Local Longhorn Lyft drivers chimed back in. Did you say Caitlyn Jenner is going to be the new face of Victoria's Secret? Not quite, but they do have a trans model.
True.
Good luck to them on that one. This person says the flannel series by Victoria's Secret is a good one.
Ha ha.
This person says my girlfriend doesn't wear undies, saving me money. Good
makes
on
sense.
You for that one.
Yeah.
Soccer Baby says, but why do one or the other? There are plenty of women who want to wear things for their man. Do both. Typical woke nonsense.
Oh, here maybe, goes the word. Oh, they're not totally getting away from what they do.
There may be something to that if they get away altogether from the lingerie thing. And that it does kind of sound like that's what they're doing. Like they're maybe going to have a little bit of the underwear, but they're going to go more towards the apparel and lifestyle bit.
Well, if that's what they're going to do, you need to come to Bucky's because we're going strictly lingerie.
It's like they're going to try and go.
Does Bucky's sound like a good place to come pick up your lingerie? No.
Bucky's? I think about going to the Bucky's gas station and they have pretty much everything else there, so why wouldn't they sell lingerie?
It's true.
Bucky says, or the caller, a texter from the 210 says, Bucky is flying his freak flag. Flying the freak flag? I didn't hear that. And this person says, those are Texas barn swallows, gentlemen, not purple martins.
Okay, thank you very
Texas
much.
Texas barn swallows. Rutgers advice to the Amazon delivery person at Bucky's compound is don't back away slowly. Just turn and run.
Oh, man.
This person says, hey, Trey, DoorDash driver here. 95% of the time I'm working solo, but sometimes I have a friend with me for the company or whatever reason, and we split the profit 50-50. Been seeing more often lately, though, that's for sure. All right, thanks for letting me know about that one. I've seen kids in the backseat, too, and I certainly understand if you don't have a sitter or you can't pay for a sitter, which is maybe why you are working as a favor driver or for Uber Eats or something like that or DoorDash, it's completely understandable. And Buhika says, Trey, you use Uber Eats to order a head of spinach. Well, it's not really a head of spinach, Buhika. It's more like a bunch of spinach. But I don't just order spinach when I do Uber Eats. I usually order entire meals for the family.
That's right.
So thank you to everybody for chiming in.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Normally we do Why Today Matters at 2:30. But because I have an hour-long interview coming up next hour with Sal DiStefano, the author of The Resistance Training Revolution, we're going to go ahead and do Why Today Matters right here. And it is sponsored by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Guys, we start today with some holidays. Overrated or underrated Isaiah Collier. It's National Apple Strudel Day. Overrated or underrated? Apple Strudel.
So underrated.
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 Really?
What do you love about Apple Strudel?
You like that
it's
stuff?
So good. And you don't get it much down here.
No.
I think that's why it's underrated for me.
That's a good call. Now, I don't really have any Apple Strudel taste to base my opinion on, unfortunately. But, Bucky, Apple Strudel, overrated, underrated?
I'm going to say it's underrated. I'll agree with Zay.
Okay.
But I got to have the little cream on the top of it. You know what I mean? The icing. That when you have the cake part of it and you got the strudel, I need to have that little glaze over the top of it. That does it for me.
It is also World Croc Day, which I'm going to assume means Crocs the shoes. Are Crocs the shoes overrated or underrated, Bucky Godbolt?
They're so overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, dudes in Crocs, please, please. I know what you think of me. It's not true. And if it was true, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'll just say this. Dudes in Crocs, that's not a good look, my friends. My man.
Have you seen the hot beach/pool bag this summer?
I have not.
It is essentially a croc that's been made into a bag.
That's got to be even worse than wearing them on your feet.
There were some of them at Lost Pines this last weekend. And Justina's like, ooh, maybe we should get one of those. And I'm like, no, we avoided the croc bit.
We'll just use
when
the,
that happened
the
a few
H-E-B
years ago.
Bag is fine. We're
not,
good with that.
We're gonna find a proper beach bag. We're not gonna go with the beach bag or the croc version of a beach bag.
I'm not down with crocs on men.
I
especially.
Could see Zay maybe going underrated here. Zay Crocs, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Properly rated.
Okay.
I know they're hella comfortable, but they're off. Awful. They're just awful.
Okay. Eat all your veggies day, guys. Zay, is eating all your veggies overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Overrated.
Overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, huh. I know I'm speaking to the rabbit man here, but yeah, overrated.
I agree. It's overrated. I grew up in not only Pennsylvania, but North Carolina, having to eat squash and forced to eat squash before I could leave the table. Okra and squash. And I don't eat it to this day because of being forced to eat that particular vegetable and anything in that family. Don't like eggplant. I'm learning to eat eggplant, but hate eggplant. Anything in the squash family or the okra family, and I know in the South people love okra. I hate it. Looks like snot, tastes like poop. I don't like it.
Do you mean to tell me that forcing my kids to eat veggies may backfire?
You just keep on doing what you're doing. You'll see someday.
Eating all your veggies, underrated. More people should eat all their damn vegetables.
Yeah,
that's where you're getting
cool.
A majority of your nutrition.
When your kids turn out to be children of the corn someday, and they come back for you some night, you'll see.
It's Global Garbage Man Day. Garbage guys, overrated or underrated, Bob?
Underrated, my man, because you don't give them enough props. I give my garbage people, I give them cards with money in it at Christmas.
Yeah, I do too.
It's the proper thing to do. I used to do that with the paper boy. I used to want that as a paper boy during Christmas time. And if somebody's taking out my garbage, or even the mail carrier, I'll put something in the mailbox for that person and say thank you very much for your service for serving me and doing a good. Especially if they're doing a good job. Why can't they get a card?
Because it is a service. I mean, they
sure
are providing a service that is more important than somebody bringing food to your table.
Dude, $25 at Christmas time is cool to them. They're like, wow, thank you.
$25?
Am I over the top?
No. You just screwed the garbage guy. You realize he's getting $100 from your neighbor, right? He looks at you as the cheap ass.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this. He's the garbage guy, okay? Can we go back to the beginning of all this?
Zay overrated. $25
is a $25 in a card. Don't forget who he is. It's the garbage guy.
Are you putting a nice handwritten note as
part
of this card?
Thank you very much for doing what you do for me. Thanks for if I actually have a little extra bag on the side of it. Oh my God, what are you telling me?
Thanks for the garbage guy.
That's what
you're saying.
Here's what you're doing. You're the dude that is now giving your kids $75 for a tooth, probably.
$20?
Huh?
$20 for the first tooth.
Dude, they're babies. What are you doing giving up money for? Give them a five spot.
Teaching them the value of getting money for nothing.
Welcome to the state.
Welcome, Uncle Joe.
Zay
Garbage Guys. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Underrated.
Underrated as hell. And yeah, we give our garbage guy $100. I don't give a whole lot of...
What?
The garbage guy was one of like three people I gave a Christmas present to last year. That's how much I love our garbage guy. I'm so appreciative of him. And they are treated like absolute crap. They should be treated as heroes because of the job that they have to do, picking up all of our crap.
I don't know about a hero, but I may up the price.
You know the sense of self-importance that teachers have?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. The sense of self-importance that teachers have?
Yes.
Look, a lot of teachers are good. There are plenty of C-minus students who turned into teachers who are really just in that profession for summers off.
Because they say they get a college education?
And a long winter break.
Okay.
Who demands this respect. Yeah, you may not deserve the respect. Some of your colleagues do, don't.
No,
the garbage
fine.
Guys all deserve our respect.
I'm up 50. I'm going to 50. Just because
Thank you. You
just spoke up for them. That's absolutely right. That's incorrect. Maybe 20. But that doesn't make me bad because I gave them 20. Some people don't give them anything. They just go, yeah, hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, Bill, you forgot something over there. No, I am. I'm going to go to $50. Hey, what do you think about that? $50 is kind of cool to give to my. Now, if there's two of them in there, I'm not giving up two 50 spots. I'm giving it to the regular, right?
Can you also take the money that you were going to spend on my kids at Tractor Supply Company and put that in the garbage guy's card too?
Now, you're wrong. That's now getting to be unacceptable. That should be just the thought is really special, Buck. Now we're going to put a monetary value on Tractor Supply stuff, equipment.
How about think about all the little pieces of plastic that you're donating to my household?
Hey, not my problem. That's in your. I'm not going to step on it. Why did that become mine? It's not. There's never been that. I'm done with that a long time ago. A little army man.
It's recess at work day, which is a stupid concept. Don't try and do recess at work. But my question for you, and Zay, I want to hear your thoughts
this
on this
Austin Radio
one too.
Network?
Austin, well, that's true.
Did you say recess at work?
It is a farm around here half the time. But I'm curious. Back in the 1950s, what were some of the most popular recess activities?
Well, I know this. There was always put the sock in the hoop. Because back in one thing, it wasn't really recess.
Put the sock in the hoop?
You've never been to where the gym teacher wouldn't roll out balls because they were mad at you. So the guys would ball up a bunch of socks and it was going in the hoop. You were playing hoops with a sock. Yes. Half the time.
I guess you're not dribbling?
Yeah. Half the time. Oh, no. You're fake dribbling, shooting the sock in the hoop. Yes.
Oh, that's
that
sad.
What
about when the gym teacher wasn't pissed off at you? You guys played dodgeball in the 1930s?
We played. I was born in the 50s. I wasn't born in the 30s, dude.
I was waiting for you to correct me the first time, so I had to go lower than that. Well, Zay, what was your favorite?
We played a lot of disc football, where you throw the disc and
Ultimate
run
Frisbee.
Again. Yeah, I love that. I used to love all that
You're
stuff.
You're one of the originators of Ultimate Frisbee.
I must be.
Zay, favorite recess activity?
I was bad as hell, so I was usually in trouble, but if I were to play...
You were a bad kid?
Yeah, for recess era, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Grade school, I was pretty bad. Not bad juvenile delinquent bad, but bad to where you don't play recess very often.
Ooh, regular appearances in the principal's office?
They just call CeCe because he'd be right down the street at Bowie. Ah. So.
But you just had to stay in the classroom while everybody went out?
Well, she would just keep me on the side all the time.
And while they were all playing to make you watch?
Yeah, make me watch or read a book. But dodgeball, I was simple.
Dodgeball, yeah. Dodgeball was it for me, too. We would play football on the field from time to time, four square, loved swinging. I still love swinging. I'm so happy I have kids for a lot of reasons, including it giving me an excuse to go to playgrounds and swing and not look like an utter creep like when you show up to Emler Swim School in your bathrobe.
I know, in my sandals, in my black socks.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It's not a good look. He is Bucky Godbold, Isaiah Collier behind the glass. Chad Hastings on vacation. This is Shirts and Skins on the Horn. Coming up next... It is. Where are we at in society? Say, let us know.
Shirts and Skins.
Back here on Shirts and Skins. No Chad Hastings today or tomorrow. He will be back from vacation on Monday. Bucky Godbold sitting across from me for one more segment. Zay behind the glass is about to lead us through Where Are We At in Society for today. Real quick, I'm going to take another look at the Specs text line, 337-3776. This person texts in, I usually disagree with Trey, but I'm with him today. Garbage men are underrated and teachers are overrated. Thank you for that. Cooter says, come on, man, seriously, tip your garbage guy. Oh, no, he's asking me, you seriously tip your garbage guy $100? You know he drives around in a truck and picks up garbage, right? They don't get out of the truck and toss the garbage in there in the back anymore. They drive up, they hit a button, an arm comes out, grabs your can, dumps it in the truck, throws the can back on the side of the road, and goes to the next house.
Back down to 25, Cooter. You're right. Back down to 25 now.
No, they still have to get out of the truck a fair amount because people don't respectfully put their cans out there. People just haphazardly put their cans out there, so they're still having to get out a bunch, and they may be having to do some other stuff once they get back to the... Do they park the trucks at a dump? I don't even know.
TDS out in that place? Texas TDS, Disposable?
Yeah, so when they go back, there's probably other things that they have to do. Garbage guys
deserve
respect.
Yeah, they had to hit the one button that dumps all this stuff out
there. I realize that we have the mechanical arm now, and I'm thankful about that. It's made their job a little bit more bearable, but they still are having to deal with our garbage. All the freaking garbage that we make. That needs someplace to go. Look, the...
By the way, you can't just put garbage out. You have to bag your garbage. It's not like it's regular garbage anymore. 25 down to 15.
Guys,
they're going to start getting less.
The other side of that coin is what happens in New York City, where people just pile their garbage up on the sidewalks,
and
these garbage guys have to pick it up on their own, and they end up going on strike, and you get garbage piled higher than most people are tall.
Here's what you do.
Over the course of a couple of weeks.
Don't move to New York.
That's another option.
There are some options.
Longhorn in Lubbock says, I believe an honest take in Lubbock is that over 50% of teachers are paycheck collectors. Interesting thought there. Limerick winner says, sandals with socks is worse than Crocs. No, I'm saying same level of bad. And this person says, hey, look, there's lots of manual trucks still. Even if your guy has the arm, he may have to... do some routes that require him to actually get out a little
bit
more.
Well, I've seen dude on the back of trucks still.
I don't see that as much anymore.
But I see him. But you do see him every once in a while. Dude on the back, hanging out.
All right.
I kind of always used to like that when I used to see a dude. I always kind of wanted to do that.
Get on the back of the truck?
Yeah. Back of those trash can deals? Yes.
I always wanted to do what Michael J. Fox did in Back to the Future, and that's drift on the back of a car on a skateboard.
Good luck with that one.
I was just never good enough at skateboard. I also wanted to do the car surfing thing from Teen Wolf, where you get on top of a car and surf. That would not
What's
have
wrong with
ended
you?
Well. I was a stupid kid watching movies that gave me bad ideas that fortunately That's I never true. Followed through on. All right, it's just after 1:45. Let's go ahead and hit the sounder. Where are we at in society?
Where are we at in society today?
All right, Zay, because I've got way too much else on my plate, I have passed this off to you because you do a great job with it. What's up with today's Where Are We At in Society?
Thanks, Trey. So, Father's Day is this Sunday. Happy Father's Day to you two gentlemen.
Thank you.
Y'all are both dads.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. You've got a new puppy in the house.
That don't count.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in that classification
with
guys.
Dog.
Yeah, with a dog, okay. Dad dog. No, that don't count.
Do you and your fiance ever plan on having kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but your boy is doing his thing right now. What would y'all consider... a great dad.
Great dad.
Wow. Bill Cosby before he got loose.
Oh, come on.
I mean, but I'm serious. Before dude got loose, he was America's dad. He was the model dad. He was everything that you kind of wanted. Funny guy, doctor kind of guy, kind of did all the right things. But before the dude got loose in real life, yeah, that guy, he was okay.
Early in life... like when you're talking about baby, like baby that is on mom's teat a lot more than not through the first 3, 6, 9 months, a year, you are trying to do whatever you can to help mom out, to give mom a little bit of a break, to let mom sleep a couple more hours, and also get that bonding time with your babies. Once the kids start to become even a little bit more self-sufficient, though, it's just about doing your part. You know, it may not be an even 50-50 split at my house, embarrassing to admit, but it's not. Justine is a much better parent than I am, but I still try and pull my weight where I can. I try and find fun things for my kids to do.
You do a lot with your kids.
Yeah, we do a lot with the kids.
Yes, you do.
We have them signed up for classes and gymnastics and swim lessons when it's not summertime at places like Emler. And just also let them be kids at times also, knowing when it's right or wrong. To be the bad cop, knowing when you need to be the good cop as well, understanding that your kids have different personalities, and so you may need to communicate with them differently to get through to them more effectively. Those are some of the things that come to the top of my head.
Cool.
With good
That's
parenting.
Deep. Yeah, I didn't give my kids any idle time. They were always in sports. They didn't. Sorry, it's time to go.
Idle time is important because it teaches them how to be more independent and more self-sufficient. And I think ultimately, gosh, I hate to turn this into a conversation about why you have two dogs, but the reason why we decided to have two kids versus one is the same reason why we prefer having two dogs in the house versus one, because they can kind of entertain one another at times to allow you some moments if you need them.
So that's why my mom had eight, because she needed more time to herself.
Your mom had eight because she realized at some point numbers 1, 2, and 3 are going to be helping out with 6, 7, and 8 a whole lot more than she is.
That worked that way.
All right, so according to the internet, because the internet knows best.
Yes, it does.
The average dad in each state, according to this site, is based off barbecue obsession, interest in New Balance shoes, yearly amount you spend on your child, and popularity of dad jokes. So, which state do you think is number one?
Well, barbecue.
This is factor with all these factors.
Say those factors again, please.
Not New Balance, though.
Average amount spent yearly, each child, barbecue obsession, interest in New Balance jokes, popularity of dad jokes. Oh, I'm sorry, interest in New Balance shoes.
Right.
Popularity in dad jokes.
I think that took Texas out, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't see many New Balances here. What are some of the other states where
Florida
barbecue is
dead last?
Florida?
50.
Wow. New Orleans?
Kansas?
Louisiana?
Nope. Kansas. Iowa.
Iowa. Iowa? There's not freaking barbecue in Iowa. Who came up with this list?
I can imagine the New Balance, though. That's for damn sure.
Who came up with this list?
Wow.
Zipa.com?
Zipa.com. All right. Well, I don't think Zipa got that right, but thank you for the intel there, Zay.
Texas is 18.
By the way, on Saturday, happy Juneteenth to you.
Agreed. And I'm glad. I think the federal government actually just passed this as a national holiday. It's about damn time. I've been saying for a long time now, if we can celebrate ridiculous holidays like St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo, we damn sure better be able to celebrate a holiday that has true significance for people in this country like Juneteenth.
Yeah.
I hope everybody takes that day a little bit more seriously.
Well,
now.
I've been one of the ignorant people since I've come to the state of Texas, and it took me about 4, 5, 6 years ago that I started to understand the meaning, 1865. When it finally happened in Galveston, Texas, when the Union soldiers came to let slaves understand that they've been free for 2.5 years. Emancipation Proclamation was 2.5 years before that. And I always, when I came here, I said, because I was, from back east, and I just thought, why would you celebrate something that you were free 2.5 years before that? Well, that was ignorant of me, because who the hell wants to be a slave for another 2.5 years? Who in their right mind wanted to do that? But instead of celebrating, I always tend to not celebrate it, but I am now. I'm very much wanting to celebrate that. And would like to have all my brothers and sisters of all nationalities celebrate Juneteenth with not only just black people in the state. It's not more of to let you know that you're free. It's now an acknowledgement of freedom.
Right.
For slaves at that time. And it took me a while. And I am so happy that mind-wise, I came to the right conclusion, I feel like, for me. And it took me a long, long time. But just like I would celebrate my kids, part of their heritage is Irish, I celebrate that. Why would I not celebrate Juneteenth in a state that means an awful lot to me? So I welcome all my brothers and sisters of all nationalities on Saturday to celebrate Juneteenth.
Very well said there. Last look at the Specs text line before I say goodbye to Bucky for the day. City of Austin is off tomorrow for Juneteenth. Well, that's nice that they're off tomorrow. Let's not act like Juneteenth is a reason why the city of Austin is going to take a Friday off. during
the
summer.
They take every Friday off.
They take every Friday off. Yeah. All right, Bucky, thank you for hopping on for me for a couple of
hours.
Nice,
man. It's been great. Been a lot of fun.
Always is. Zay, thank you as well. Coming up on the other side, it's an hour-long conversation with a guy I have a ton of respect for. His name is Sal DiStefano. He's a personal trainer, co-host of one of the most popular health and fitness podcasts out there, and the author of the new book, The Resistance Training Revolution. That's coming up next here on Shirts and Skins on The Horn.